Hello students, welcome to grade 3 computer science subject. In the last session, we have learned about how can we add the sprite, how to add the backdrop for the stage, how can we delete the sprite. In this session, let us learn some blocks which are used in Scratch. The very first block group which we will be learning in this session is motion group. Motion group is used to make the sprite movement on the stage. Whenever you want to make the movements of the sprite on stage, you will be getting the instructions in motion group. To make the sprite move, drag the move block into the script area, type the number of the steps to move and double click the move block. Like whenever you want to make movement of the sprite, you are having one block in motion group, that is move 10 steps. If you use this, the sprite will be moving 10 steps ahead. Anyhow, you can change this number 10 to any number of steps which you want to make the movement of the sprite. For that, you just have to click on the number 10 which is written and you just have to change the steps. Similarly, if you give negative numbers in move block, like move minus 20 steps, in this case the sprite will be moved 20 steps backward direction. Means if you give positive number, then the sprite will be moved ahead in forward direction. Whenever you give negative number, then the sprite will be moved in backward direction. Okay, that is what the use of move 10 steps block. Then the next block is turn block. We are having two turn block, like turn anti-clockwise and turn clockwise. Both are available, which are used to make the sprite to turn in specified degrees. Like you can change it in 15 degrees, you can change it in 90 degrees, we can change it in 180 degrees. How much degree you will specify in this, in that direction the sprite will getting turned. Similarly, it is not so that whenever you are writing the script, you have to write only one instruction at a time. You can give more than one instruction in a sequence by attaching or by stacking the blocks one below the another. So here, while writing in script area, you should join all the instructions which you are giving. You should not give them separately. All the block of instruction should be joined together, and on the top you should give one event, because that is the one you will be deciding when the sprite should start execution of the instructions. That also you have to tell to the computer. So on the top, any one event you have to take from event category. So very generalized event is when green flag is clicked. On the top, you should always, the first step, first instruction in your script should be when green flag is clicked, and then you have to go on attaching the instructions which you want to use in your script. Okay, then one more instruction is there in motion block, that is pointing direction. Here there are four directions are available, like pointing direction 90, pointing direction 0, pointing direction minus 0, pointing direction minus 90, like that. All four directions are there where you can make the sprite to point in that direction and sprite can move in that direction. Okay, so like these, many instructions are there which are related with the motion of the sprite. Like we have learned move 10 steps, turn anti-clockwise in a specified degree, turn clockwise in a specified degree, point in direction. Then we are having glide block, where the sprite will be sliding from one position to another position. So these all instructions are related to the motion group and motion of the sprite. Next, we are going to learn one more group, and looks group in next session. See you in next session. Bye bye.